you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, how are you?
Good, how can I help you?
I just wanted to call and say thank you.
Thank you.
Yes,
hey,
you're back. This is John Edward calling.
I'm so humbled that you invited me on your show. Thank you so much, and good luck. Thank you. You're the best.
All
because
right.
That's, you are
All
so right. right. You're right on the tee. You have not said nothing that I don't know anything about.
Your callers are fantastic.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. You know, I feel a lot more comfortable. I felt good tuning in. I just got good energy when the reminder of the show came across my profile. And the fella hosting it has had really great guests and good energy. And, you know, it feels really good. May everybody's heart's desires be divinely blessed.
Good. Good. Thank you. And it's
I want to thank you so much for giving me a chance to be on your show. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much, Tori, for joining me.
Oh, it was a pleasure. We could have done 2 hours, Michael, you know?
One more.
Okay.
Please, let it be me.
It is you, dear, 727.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking I was talking to anybody.
You were talking to Michael. Oh,
I
my
was
God.
Good evening, everybody. It is Friday. Oh, my gosh. It's Friday already. August 17th, 2012. You're listening to Be the Light Now Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Michael. It's a jolly, in good mood. Gonna have some wine in a little while. Yes, it's Friday night. And the only place to ever be when you're listening to and needing a reading from the best of the best in psychics and readers. So we only have the best of the best on this show. So you have to start following us. You have to go ahead and, you know, click on to follow. You'll get your reminders. You have to call in early, because we already have 22 people in the queue, and we just started. So that's why we say you have to call in early. So write the phone number down, 347-539-5349. Even add it on your smartphone and say, Be the Light Radio, call-in number. This way then you can call in ahead of time. Because someone will be like, can I get in the queue quicker? No, can't do that, sorry. We take everyone one at a time as you call in. So those people have been calling in from the very beginning, get on quicker. So because we have phenomenal guests, she's been here numerous times before, and you all have just loved her to death. So have I, and I'm glad you didn't love her to death so much, because then we'd have to I'd have to contact her as a medium. And it would be kind of hard to do a double reading like that. It would really drive me crazy. So anyways, help me welcome to the show the one and only Shannon Leishner. Hello, Shannon.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Doing great, my dear. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me. I always enjoy coming on this show.
It's always fun having you on with us.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think the double medium thing would be kind of difficult.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, wait a minute. You know, let me see what Shannon has to say and connect you into spirit world and transport the reading that way. It'd be kind of hard to do.
Yeah, after a while, you'd be like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, Shannon's kind of busy over there on the other side right now. Call back
later.
Yeah,
dealing with other spirits.
Yeah. So, how have you been?
I have been well. I mean, I'm very blessed. I have a lot going on, and I'm just so happy to have all of this wonderful, work and not only that, but the opportunities to help as many people as I can. You're going to have to forgive me a little bit. I've had a little bit of a sore throat, so my voice may go in and out. But I am here. I am ready, and I am just blessed to be here.
Well, good. You'll let me know if you need to take a break, and we'll go ahead and play a song and take a break for you. And this way you won't totally lose your voice.
Oh, well, I'm happy right now. I'm good. I'm ready to go, and I'm just so grateful to be on the air with you guys today.
Cool. And for some of our new listeners, let them know a little bit about yourself. How long have you known about your abilities?
I've actually known about my abilities since I was very small. I believe that I was born with these abilities. I come from a long line of psychics. My great-grandmother was a world-renowned psychic. My grandfather worked for an oil company in Dallas for oil, but he also loved to do spirit circles and seances, and his favorite pastime was doing past life regressions. And he was probably one of the most gifted men I've ever met. You could talk about him in one city, and he'd be in a totally different city. And he would call on the phone and join in the conversation as if he were sitting next to you. And 9 times out of 10, if you were talking about him, you would get a phone call, and he would have something to say about what you were saying. I always thought he had the house bugs or something, but I guess it was just one of his gifts. And My uncle was very good at psychokinesis. He could bend things and move things with his mind. My mother and my aunt also have abilities to see spirits and feel energies, and have done readings in the past. And it seems that, like, as the generations go down, the energy becomes more and more powerful. I have 3 sons, and all 3 of them are extremely special, and they give people readings all the time, and they don't even know they're giving readings. They just look at somebody and say, oh, I need to give you this information. Or, you know, they see spirits all the time. And it's kind of a normal thing in our house these days. And so what I do, what my specialty is I am a psychic medium. I do spiritual counseling. I do life path coaching. I do private parties. I do all kinds of things, anything that would help people in their life and their path today. And my biggest goal is to be in service and to help as many people as I can find their happiness.
Cool. Well, you definitely, as you know, are adding the right show, because we always have lots of callers that want help on finding their happiness.
Yes, and, you know, that is the very important thing in life. You know, I was actually at an event today, and I probably did about 30 readings, but what I noticed was the good majority of these people are unhappy. They're living life according to what is expected of them, not according to what they feel is right in their life. Now, I don't encourage people to break the law and cause havoc on people's lives, but our path usually involves happiness. And so if you're not on your path, you're going to be unhappy.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree with that, because, once you find your real path and your calling, life just seems so much happier.
Exactly. Yes, and that is definitely become a passion of mine, to help people find happiness in their life. I don't know. I mean, for the new people here, there was a point in time when I was, not following my path. I was running from spirits because I grew up in a scary environment with bad experiences with spirits, and I ran from it for a long time. I was scared of it. And I actually was diagnosed with a very serious heart condition around the age of 33. And I was okay with that because at that point I wasn't living my path. I was so miserable. I mean, I have a master's degree and I started my own nonprofit. I mean, I was successful in my own right, but I wasn't happy. I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. And I always felt deep down inside of me that I was supposed to be helping people and that my gifts were supposed to come into play, but I never knew how that could happen. And then a very good friend of mine, she's also a celebrity psychic, she called me one day and she says, I don't know why I have to meet with you, but I need to meet with you. And so I dropped everything and I went and met with her. And she told me essentially that if I don't live my path now, I have to come back and relive this all over again and come and fulfill my path. And she said that my spirit's way of communicating with me was to create anxiety and depression so that I would know that something was wrong, so that I could fix it and I could actually start to, you know, live my path. And she said, then the final step is your spirit, because we are only vessels, your spirit will, you know, give you an illness or some sort and get rid of you so that they can come back and do it again. But I kind of created it myself as well, because all I wanted to do was go home. But by the time she told me that, I was convinced that I needed to follow my path, and she agreed to be my publicist. And within 6 months, she had had me doing celebrity events. I had celebrity clients. I even had a waiting list. And then within 8 months, I went back to the doctor. No more heart condition. They said I was misdiagnosed. But we all know, with tubes and everything inside of us, it was a miracle, and that's the only way that they could explain it, was to say that I was misdiagnosed. But I am a true believer now that you live your path and good things happen. I mean, I'm the happiest I've ever been. This is who I am, and this is what I'm supposed to be doing in my life. Long story long.
That's okay. But, yeah, I believe in that, too, is, you know, spirit will, you know, make you aware of what you need to be doing.
Exactly.
And that's why I tell people, they're like, well, why do I keep, you know, going through the same experience? That's because you haven't learned yet. You haven't gone ahead and managed to work your way through that, because once you do, you won't relive it again.
Exactly. And why keep reinventing the wheel?
So why don't we go ahead and we'll start taking a couple of calls and see if we can help, and we'll find out more about, you know, not inventing the wheel and growing.
It sounds great to me.
Okay. Bring on Victoria. Hello, Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Great. How can we help you?
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
Can you tell me about a great love?
What I'm hearing is that there may be a great love that you have, but I'm also hearing that there's, you know how when we don't have somebody in our life, we kind of remember only the good things? I'm hearing also to remember all of the things about the person, not just about the good things, but that this person is a good match for you, does have good energy for you. But I'm also feeling that right now that there's somebody else in the picture.
Okay.
And so I don't see at this very point that you're with this great love, but that there may be a possibility in the future. But you have a few things holding you back.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else more specific that you'd like to know?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay. Well, I mean, if I didn't, please ask me a question or ask me what you'd like to know.
Okay. I've met someone briefly, and he keeps popping back in my mind, and I think it's like messages about him, and I'm wondering if it's him.
Okay. Now, when you met this person, did you feel that there was a connection right away?
Yes, I did.
Okay. The reason I ask that is because you're remembering this person from a past life. So you've actually lived other lives with this person, and that's why you're remembering this person. He's a possibility for love in this life, but he's actually not the great love. You know, he's not the what people would like to know as a twin flame or something like that. But he is somebody that your spirit remembers, and so definitely would be a fun thing. But I'm hearing that there's someone else that is from your past that you've actually. Do you have your radio on or something? I'm hearing some feedback. Anyway,
no.
So, I'm sorry. Okay. So, the thing is that I'm hearing there's somebody else in your life that you're remembering the good parts and not the bad parts of and you know we do remember the bad parts, but we build up the good parts a little bit more. I'm hearing there's somebody else that's connected to you from your past that actually has a better energy for you.
Okay.
Although I'm a big advocate of moving forward and never moving backward, but this was an energy that actually would be okay to move forward with, you know. But actually, at this point, it's not going to happen because you have other connections.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Thank you very much for calling.
Good night, Victoria. So how can everyone reach you for private readings?
Everybody can reach me at, I have my website, www.shannonleisner.com. And then I'm also on Facebook, Shannon Leisner. And then I have an email, ladytellez, ladytellez, @yahoo.com. And then I also have a phone number. It's 855-SHE-KNOWS, SHEKNOWS. So I have lots of ways to contact me.
Cool. Hopefully everyone will be contacting you soon for private readings, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, let's go ahead. We'll bring on Andy. Andy, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Good evening. Hi, Michael. Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing very well. Thank you. How can I help you today, Andy?
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in early.
Sure. I had kind of a career question.
Okay.
I'm back in school, in grad school, and I really want to figure out kind of where my niche is or what my gift is. And I don't really see myself pursuing a real traditional career track, mm-hmm. you know, down the road. But some of it, I'm sure, will be, you know, pretty traditional. I'm in the sciences and the health sciences. But I'm feeling a calling towards some spiritual kind of healing work. And just wondered if you could give me any guidance or any more specificity.
I'm hearing mixed the two. There's a movement happening now in the spiritual realm where there's an attempt to mesh the two. And you actually have given another similar energy reading to somebody else, but it is definitely pertinent here as well. Mixing the two, mixing the metaphysical with the physical. And so I'm hearing that you have abilities.
Oh, wow.
You have
okay.
a healing, you actually, I can see that you have healing abilities, but I'm hearing that right at this moment you have more empath, your empathic abilities are actually on high alert. So are you getting overwhelmed by people and feeling other people's energies?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
So what I'm hearing is that you actually have healing abilities, that you can hone that energy and create kind of like a healing energy. I'm sorry I lost that word there because as soon as I start to tap in, I can lose my own name. one thing that is actually the movement that's happening right now is that there needs to be a movement from the Western medicine and Eastern medicine separation. So there needs to be kind of like a blending of the two. So what I see you actually doing is I see you helping patients in a metaphysical way, but not in a way that, you know, that most people would say, oh, you know, you're going to do this whole ritual on me and that type of stuff. No, I see you actually helping them, just giving them energy. So counseling them, being there for them, and even just by a touch, you can give them light. You can give them energy.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. Working with younger children and older people. I don't know why.
Okay.
I'm seeing both. But I'm seeing that the younger children would benefit from the nurturing from the light, and then the older people would also benefit from the nurturing and the light, but it would be a different type of energy, and you would know the difference between the two. I'm hearing that a good thing for you might be either theta, a theta healing, or some sort of Reiki. Just to learn how to hone the energy.
I've done second degree level Reiki practitioner training, and I'm sort of wondering if I should get the master level. And
yes.
Okay.
But mix the two. So don't leave your day job at this point.
No.
I'm hearing mix the two. I'm hearing that you're going to be working with, and you can pick, you know, elderly or children. But I'm seeing that you would be great in both areas.
Okay. Well, great. Yeah, I've got several more years of schooling to finish, so yeah, I won't be leaving that anytime soon. Well, great.
No,
thank you.
Moving
thank
forward.
You.
All right. Well, bless.
Thank
bless
you so much.
To you, and thank you for calling.
All right. Have a great night.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
So how does everyone in the family handle you with your abilities?
Well, my kids don't get away with very much. I always know, and I think that's just a mother's instinct. You always know when your children aren't telling you the whole story. But they make me promise not to tell their friends what I do. But I said, sooner or later, you know, I'm going to be all over TV and all over the radio, and then you won't be able to hide it from anybody. And so when girlfriends come over, I have to kind of wait until I get the green light to let them know what I do. Even if I get messages, I have to bite my tongue. But, you know, it's I'm sure it's a hard thing growing up with a mother who sees things that aren't really there. And I mean, well, they are there for us, but they're not there for the normal person, and who deals with, you know, metaphysical energy. So it can't always be easy, you know, especially, you know, with how people view us, and they say, oh, you know, a psychic, and they must be dealing with the devil or doing all this witchcraft. You know, we always get all mixed into everything. Not that witchcraft is bad, because I do know a lot of white witches who are excellent at what they do. So please, I'm not trying to say anything bad about anybody. But, you know, they mix us all together. And they say, oh, you know, what you do is evil. It's not from God. And I truly believe that my gift is a gift from God. And so I use it for service. And it's not always easy for the kids to be able to explain that, especially when their parents hear, oh, she's a psychic, you know.
Yep. Yeah, I hear that a lot with the center and all, or they'll, you know, when I used to have the pentagram on, and I told them, you know, somebody was like, oh, it's a sign of the devil. It's like, no, that's just, you know, I have that on as protection. And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, we all have our ways of doing things. And, you know, people need to kind of be a little bit more open to other energies and other ideas. You know, not the indoctrination that we're all given that, you know, there's only one way to get to heaven.
So let's go ahead. We'll take another call here. Let's go to Bryn in New York. Hello, Bryn.
Hi there. This is Bryn in New York City. Hi,
Bryn.
Shannon. Hi, Shannon. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
Okay. My question is, several weeks ago, I had two soul retrieval sessions with a shamanic practitioner, and I feel like some positive channels were opened And I feel, it's funny, I feel it physically, but I also feel it energetically. And I just want to ask you to comment on what you see went on or what you pick up about that. I'm going for a third time for an ancestral healing. So I just want your impression on what you feel went on or how is it?
I kind of feel that your energy before this happened was I'm feeling a shattering of energy. I'm feeling that you're maybe that you were held back or there was your energy wasn't complete, that your spirit wasn't complete.
Right.
And so I think that what he did was a very good thing. There is a there's a heaviness to you though, and it doesn't have anything to do with the spiritual retrieval. And
right.
I almost feel that yes. That
I think I'm
heaviness.
In a kind of cycle. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
I think I'm in a kind of cycle where I'm kind of at rest and I'm sort of moving more activity at some point. So I think that's the heaviness. Plus, I'm visiting New York City, which I grew up in, but I always feel like a heaviness here. And I grew up here, but I don't live here anymore. So I think that's part of it, too.
I mean, New York City definitely does have a heaviness because, you know, it's just the nature of where you are. And New York City is not a good energy for you, and you already know that, so that's a good thing. But, you know, there is, it's almost like you've got way too much weight on you, way too much energy that is on you, and it's almost like you're taking on too much.
Okay.
And so there needs to be an even, like a balancing out. And so I'm happy that you're going into the metaphysical in a sense because that will actually help you to release your energy and to have a little less weight on you. But you still need to also focus, you know, what is it around me that I'm sucking up? Because I feel like you're sucking up energy.
Yeah, I'm at home where I grew up. So, you know, when you visit home, sometimes the old, you know, things happen or whatever.
Right.
You know, with mom or a sister or whatever. So I think that's part of it.
Yes. I have a question for you. Is your dad still here?
No, he passed on in 2008 at the age of 90.
Okay. Because I have a male spirit. He's claiming to be dad.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's saying that he wants to apologize. He's saying that he wasn't the best dad that he needed to be, and that he wants to give you his love, and he wants to apologize.
No, well, that's okay. I think I've kind of talked to him on the other side, and I've told him that, you know, Dad, it's okay. You know, I forgive you, and I love you, and you're there to grow as I'm here to grow, and when I get to that other side, I'll be growing. So it's like, it's okay, Dad. You know, what happened, right?
Yes, but he just wanted to make sure that you really do know that he's, you know, that he's sorry for the way things went, and he wishes that he could have made things better.
Well, thank you to him. Thanks, Dad, for saying that, and I love you, and thank you.
Oh, he definitely loves you. He's got this gleam in his eye, like, okay, fine. Like it's like a relief to him.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad he spoke up.
Yes. And so I needed to give you that, so I apologize. But yeah, I think that what you're doing is good. I think you should continue to experience the metaphysical so that you can really see what the metaphysical has to offer you. But you do need to do some spiritual protection. So really use the light to protect yourself. And really, if you ever, like when you get overwhelmed with energies or even when you're getting ready to go into a place that you know is going to zap your energy.
Right.
I always imagine, you know, the disco balls that are surrounded by mirrors. I imagine myself surrounded in light and I step into my disco ball, close the door, and no energies can hit me then. And no energies can zap me or drain my energy in any way.
Is there like a disco ball Inside the bubble of light, is that it? Or?
Well, yes. And the disco ball, all it is because of the mirrors, it's reflecting all of the energies. So
energies
don't go into you. So what you actually have the bubble of light around you, and then you go into the disco ball. So it's there's nothing but light inside of that disco ball, and outside of it, all the energies are being reflected.
I see what you mean. I got you. Yeah. Right.
So yeah, I definitely feel that you're doing the right thing. I'm hearing that you should be also considering healing.
Yeah, I'm a foot reflexologist, massage therapist, and I've taken Reiki in the past, and I want to actually do more Reiki because I think I have that healing ability. Is that what you're saying? Or?
Yes, I definitely feel it, but I feel that you need to actually have a kind of like a hodgepodge of healing abilities. So I would entertain shamanism, and I would also entertain theta healing.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of theta healing. Yeah.
Yes. You know, I actually experienced theta healing for the first time a week ago,
uh-huh.
And it was the most moving thing, moving 15 minutes of my life.
Wow, interesting.
Yes, and so I'm all for the healing arts, and I'm all for putting energy in there, and so I think that you definitely should experience everything, anything that you feel is good, but just keep staying in the light.
Yes. Well, thank you, Shannon. It was great talking with you, and I love your energy, and it's very relaxing. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, friend me on Facebook, and you can hear about all my appearances and that type of thing.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. Blessings to you. Thanks for calling.
Blessings to you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I loved his energies, too. He had some wonderful energies.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, he had such a great energy to him. Yes, I really enjoy... I enjoy people who are open and happy and have all of this positive energy for them. They send light to the world, and I think that's a great thing.
Cool. So you're doing pretty well right now?
I'm great. I still can talk. That's a great
thing. Okay. Okay. Well, let's go ahead. We'll bring on Donna from Santa Barbara. Hello, Donna.
Hi. How are you? Good evening.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Shannon. What I wanted to ask is I've been alone. I've never married. I don't have any kids. And I'm just wanting to, you know, have a partner. I wanted to know if that was going to... I've always wanted to be married, but that never happened. I just wanted to know if, you know, I was going to have a partner in my life. I've had boyfriends.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I've had boyfriends, but yeah.
I do feel that you're going to have a partner in your life. I feel that there's a little bit of energy that you're holding on to that's actually keeping you from doing the marriage thing. What I'm feeling is that your spirit, the most important thing to your spirit was to fulfill your path and was to move your path. And that was even over having kids or over having a marriage. I feel that there was a... If you would have gotten married or had kids, your path would have been held back. I feel that now, even now that there's, you know, you may not be completely on your path, but you're actually more on your path than you would have been had you gotten married or had kids. I'm hearing that there were some people's lives that you have affected in a positive way, and that would not have happened had you have been married. I don't know why.
That's nice, huh?
Yes.
Yeah,
so you
I'm
are going to have...
People.
I apologize?
Oh,
yeah,
no. I said I'm always doing for people, and I've always been giving my whole life, too.
Yes. And now I'm hearing it's a time for you. Now that you've done what you know, as great work as you have, and you'll still continue to do that work, but now that you've actually kind of stabilized yourself in what you're doing, I know there will be some changes and that type of thing, but your general path is laid out for you. Now that you've done that, you can have a serious relationship.
Yeah.
Do
you see us traveling?
Well, yeah, your spirit is kind of a free spirit, so I don't see it being held down for anything.
Good. Yeah, that's true.
But what I do see is that remember not to lose yourself. And I think this is the one thing that your guides are a little worried about, is that you'll lose yourself in somebody else.
Yes, that does happen.
Yeah.
And I've been alone now for 6 years because, you know, nurturing and knowing myself and not to get lost and, you know, losing myself. And, oh, yeah. Yeah, I do have to be careful of that.
So they want you to be aware of that and to be aware of, you know, if they do bring somebody in your life, to maintain who you are.
Yeah.
And so one thing that I'm hearing is that there is a male that is in and around your energy. I don't know if you've met him yet. Go ahead.
I just met an 89-year-old man, and I hit it off with him, and I gave him my number and telephone number because he had a driver, and I was thinking, I don't work, so I was thinking, well, maybe I could drive him around or something, and we had a lot in common. We both had nervous breakdowns before, and he's a successful businessman here, and I'm just thinking maybe I could help him out a little bit, and we're having breakfast tomorrow.
Oh, good. Well, I definitely feel that there's an energy, a good male energy for you that is coming up. It's either a possibility for a relationship or it will lead you into a relationship with somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, this man is not for relationship. I mean, as a friend, because we've already decided, you know, I'm going to be his granddaughter.
Well, yeah, and that's fine, but what I'm saying is that knowing him may lead you to a relationship.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
You're so right. Yeah, because he has businesses here, and I'm sure he knows people, where I don't know that many people. I kind of have some girlfriends, but I kind of stay to myself, sort of, in a way. Very family-orientated. I have 7 brothers and sisters and all their kids, and, you know, that's what, you know, fulfills me to go visit my brothers and sisters.
Right. Yes.
I just don't want to be alone anymore.
Definitely be open. Yeah, be open to who's coming. Because I do see that there will be a man coming for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
But be open to it, you know. I know that you have to be guarded not to lose yourself, but also be open to the possibility of having a relationship with somebody. Because I kind of feel like you've kind of closed yourself off, in a sense, so that you could, you know, unconsciously, so that you could take care of everybody else and then also do what your past requires.
Yeah, yeah. But that part about losing myself, that's so true. But I think I've learned boundaries now, and, you know, I take my space now, you know, where, of course, when you live alone and all, you know, you kind of like your space. So,
it happens. It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
So just know that, you know, it when you start to feel that, oh, I've lost myself or whatever, then just know that you've got to, you know, you've got to back up a little bit, maybe not back up from the relationship, but at least back up so you can look at yourself again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good advice, definitely.
I'm hearing from your guys that you would be good in a service type, field where you're helping people. But I'm also hearing, even though you're helping people, it's a good thing to help people, but you've also got to help yourself. And you've also got to give to yourself.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I have a friend back east, and he's like 88, and he kind of I've known him for 30 years, and he has no children. He adopted me, adopted me like a daughter, and he's leaving me quite a bit in his will, and so I'm thinking maybe I'll take care of him, too. You know, if he needs me, boy, I'm on the next plane to take care of him. But I'm thinking maybe I'll travel and do, humanitarian type work.
You know, that you would be very good at that. And your spirit is a free spirit, so actually that would be a really good thing.
Yeah, and I could bring a couple of my nieces and nephews on some of the trips. They're teenagers, and, you know, it might be nice exposure for them helping people.
Absolutely. Spread as much light as you can.
Yeah, he's a blessing, my friend. He's just been so dear to me, my friend for 30 years. I mean, I just feel so blessed to have him in my life. Not because...
Well, you're about to have a few more people, wonderful people in your life as well.
Oh, good.
And follow up with this guy. Don't let it just fall through the cracks.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go tomorrow for breakfast with him. He's called me 3 times.
All right.
I was out of town.
He's
to go to breakfast.
Good.
Yeah, I think I'll be able to help him quite a bit too.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, with the properties and all. I'm very good in Spanish, and you know, if he needs help, I'm very good at running errands and doing things. And I think he has something in mind, too.
Yes, I'm sure
he
does.
Yeah.
And then you just put it out there with him that you're looking for a possible, you know, you're looking for somebody, you know, and maybe he knows somebody.
Yes. Okay, that's a good idea.
Networking.
Yeah. Okay, super. My dad just passed away a couple weeks ago, and you know, I didn't feel any grief. And I thought, oh my gosh, what is this? I'm not feeling any grief, because he was very hard on my mother and he was very hard on me my whole life. And oh, I didn't feel accepted, and there was so much negativity and this and that. And oh my gosh. But now I'm just starting to grieve a little bit, because even though I didn't have the father that I wanted to have, he was my dad, and, you know, I loved him on some level, you know. But I'm so happy I'm grieving, because it's not normal not to grieve, you know. It's not good.
Well, you know, actually, you know, when people die, they go to a good place. And even if you're, you know, even if you're estranged from them and you don't really have the strong bond, it's nice to know they're going to a good place, you know. So I would definitely say that your father is in a very good place, and it's a good thing, and it's okay. You know, I mean, we all grieve differently, and you know, it's not, you not necessarily have to fall down on your hands and knees and cry, you know.
I think with my mother it was very difficult. I was very bonded to her, and you know, one of my best friends, and when she died it was very hard because of the attachment too. But now I don't think I get as attached, because it's very hard when you're attached to somebody too, when they leave you, you know. But yeah, I think it gets easier as you, it gets easier, I think. Yeah, and you're so right, they do go to a beautiful place, and you know, it should be happy for them, definitely.
Yes, I agree. And so, well, it seems like you have some good things coming up.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think so. Yeah, it's been a long time, and, you know, I'm just so excited. I want to help my nieces and nephews, and I want to get them in a little business going, and they don't really excel in school. So what, they're all going to join the Marines? I don't want that. Not that I'm against being in the service. You know, it's a very... you know, good thing for some people, but I just want them to be in a little business or something. So I'm gonna orchestrate that somehow.
There you go.
Have them all
working
the in the business. Huh?
Create the energy. That's a good thing.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, do something like that for them. But I'm excited. I'm excited about things that are coming in, because I really believe that things are coming in, and you know, I'm pretty content. You know, I would say so. It's been a long, it hasn't been easy my whole life. It's been, you know, I struggled with mental illness, and that was difficult. Whew. But now I'm at a point in my life where I'm pretty happy, and, you know, I'm pretty content. It took a long time. I'm 58.
Well, you know what? That's okay. Sometimes
right?
It takes us a long time.
Yeah, to come into my own being. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's taken a lot of work and all, but it's so worth it. I mean, yeah, because I live my own truth moment to moment, and it's nice that way. You know, I'm not who somebody else wants me to be. And I'm okay
exactly.
with it. I don't have, you know?
Exactly.
I think that's part of maturing, perhaps, too, huh? Yeah.
Yep, and you know what? It just let the flow happen.
Yes. Yeah, like meeting this person. I mean, it was just so spontaneous. And I gave him my phone number, and I shook his hand, told him my name after we talked, and said, oh, I'd love to hear all about Greece. And, oh, he's so excited now to tell me about his life.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's nice. And I can tell him about my travels in Europe, too, you know.
Well, good. See, you guys will have a good kinship.
Yes, yes. And it's amazing. Like, I had said to him, I said, oh, I had, he said, do you work? And I said, well, no, because I had a nervous breakdown. And he said, I did, too. And at that moment, we kind of bonded. Which,
good.
You know, ordinarily, I wouldn't say that to somebody. You know, I keep that very private. But I said it to him. I guess I felt safe with him to say that.
Well, see, now just wait and see what happens with the rest of it. Sounds like it's going to be a very positive thing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll call you and then have a little reading with you, and I'll tell you what happens.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I hope that we've helped you, and blessings to you, and I can't wait to hear from you.
Yeah, blessings to you, too. Thank you. You've made my evening.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Good night, Donna.
Bye-bye.
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 I can tell she was just beaming with joy now.
Yes, and that, you know, that's the best part of my job.
Yep. All righty, let's go ahead and we'll bring on Anne.
Hello.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and how are you, Shannon?
We're getting feedback,
Anne.
Well, is it better now?
Yes, much better.
Okay. I have a question, Shannon, that's about my job. What do you see for me there? I'm planning to work at this company, at this job, for at least 1 year and hopefully more if I will be able to stay. Do you see me making more money there or getting a full-time job, or they will not give me anything?
What I'm seeing right now is that this place may not be the best place for a permanent position. It seems like there's a little bit of heavy energy there, and yes, you may be happy to have a job, but in the long run, it's not a good place for you to stay. There will be very little movement, very little progression in it. But I do see that you will be offered something else through this job. So pay attention to other positions that open up or other things. But in this particular department or the area that you're in, I don't feel that there's the best energy for you.
I didn't understand. What do you mean I will be offered new positions through this job? What does it mean?
No, I said pay attention to new positions. So I feel that you will actually have other job opportunities while working at this job. And
oh,
so
somewhere else. So there will be a full-time job somewhere else?
Yeah, either somewhere else or in a different area in this job. But in the particular area that you're at right now, I don't feel that that you're going to be staying there a very long time.
It's the only one department with my education. There is no other departments with my education. It's a pretty big department, but it's all one under one management.
Yeah, but there are other departments, correct?
No, it's just one. Well, other departments, completely different profession. It's not even close to my profession, so I can't go and work there.
Well, I don't see you staying at this one extremely long. I see that you'll be moving on to something else.
So how soon I will find a better job? Or
The timing at this point, I see it as a time range. It'll be between 6 months to a year.
I know someone that, from many years ago, that we worked together maybe 10 years ago. And I was going to meet with this gentleman. He's in charge of a big company at this time. And I was planning actually to meet next week, but it will not work maybe the week after. Do you think that he will be a connection that I can move to a better job?
Yes. I feel that he has a good connection, and he has. But the only thing with him is you have to kind of keep on top of him. So you have to kind of, you have to keep following up, because he seems to be a very busy person.
He is very busy, and I asked to see him with his secretary, and he was so busy for the last 2 or 3 weeks that he couldn't even make an appointment for me. But she, I think she told me that he doesn't have any openings now. But if I will meet with him in future, you think that probably something will work out?
Yeah, I do. I do see that. Yes, it will work out. I think that he would be a good connection for you to have. And if he doesn't give you a job, then he will help. He will give you opportunities for others.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, Shannon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
So what do you think of the Akashic Record?
You know, I was just looking at the chat room with that. I'm not very familiar with the Akashic Record, and so I just wrote that down myself so I could research a little bit. So I'm not really sure.
Yeah, it's rather interesting. I've seen the Akashic Record when I was, I think, maybe about 12 years old. Where they, you know, my guides brought me into the big building, and they showed me, you know, at the time it was like, you know, they're showing me some book that I'm reading, and I had no idea what it was, but now I realized as I got older it was the Akashic Record. And as I've gotten older, I realized that because of all the lifetimes I've lived, that I actually have a big building that's my Akashic Record, and I have like a staff there. Because I guess, just going ahead and keeping everything, you know, in order and everything, because, I feel that our conscious mind is not, is only in this time right now.
Right.
But we've actually lived other lifetimes past this one already.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that.
So that's why, you know, with the Akashic Record, like I said, with having, you know, a staff there, you know, they're keeping aware of it. So if I go over there any time to go ahead and read it, or if I'm going there with guides and all to read, you know, I've got people that are there. It's like, oh, no, you can't read this yet. It's not for you to know yet. Because, you know, my conscious, you know, my mind is aware of where I'm at all times. So
that
it's because
awesome.
It's strange to comprehend and understand how I'm being told this. But it's like, because we're energy, so we can break off and we can exist in multiple times.
Yes, I do know that.
So they do know when it's like, okay, well, you know, here's his essence as Michael Carbone, and he's coming in right now to go ahead and read, so we can't let him see what his other lives are doing yet. And it could actually be, you can actually have more of your other lives going in there and reading the Akashic Record at the same time as well, too. So, but you just think that they're just staff working there.
That's fascinating.
So it's, and I'm like, how, wait a minute, that does, it's like, how can that be possible? Then it's like, it is, because you can exist in other times. So it's
that is interesting.
Yeah,
I mean, I've heard of them before.
Yeah, because everything that you've done, you know, every thought you've had, every look at someone where it's like you're looking at someone and say, ooh, I wouldn't mind seeing what they look like naked. That's written down there. Everything that you've done is written down there. You know, and it's like, so that's why when you go ahead and read some of the things that you've done, you know, where it's like, oh, did I really do that? Like, yeah, you did. You know, that's where everything you've thought of, everything that you've done is written down in the Akashic Record. So it's a rather interesting place.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to find that place. You know, I actually have run across a few, and I don't know if it's the same thing, but, you know, there is a Hall of Records on the other side.
Yep.
And these records are kept in, and I've actually seen them, they're kept in like these gold binder type box things. I mean, they're neat. And it's not paper, but it's an energy that's in there.
Yeah.
And there are spirits who actually guard them. Not just guard them, but they're there. They are the keepers of the records. And there have been spirits here that have actually incarnated, that their spirit, at, or they, their job at home is to be the keeper of the records, which I think was really neat, but I don't know if it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's Akashic Records.
Okay. See, I didn't know the proper name for it, but I was like, I mean, I was looking at somebody saying, oh my God, you keep the records, and I could see the boxes, and I could see how it was all designed, and each person has like a fingerprint, so it has their own design, and, you know, each spirit has their own, it's almost like a fingerprint. Everyone is different. There's not one that's the same.
Yeah.
And it's
it's wonderful. And what we do is when we're, and that's why, you know, I tell people, you know, it's not like we can knock on a door and say, hey, you know, Uncle Joe, you know, I got someone here who wants to talk to you. He'll be like, I'm sorry, I'm busy right now. You know, I don't have time to talk. And because, you know, we can't just go ahead. It's not like, dial into them. If they can come in, they will. That's why sometimes we can connect, sometimes we can't.
Exactly.
And a lot of times they're going through, and we have to go ahead, because when we get ourselves prepared to live another lifetime or to go ahead and experience, and that's why things can change. And that's what got me confused. It's like, wait a minute, how can you go ahead and be aware and then get ready to go ahead and live another lifetime? But what happens is we go ahead and look at the Akashic records of what we've done in the past. And it's like, oh, this is why I keep reliving this all the time. I've done it in all the lifetimes. I haven't learned a lesson. Well, maybe if I try this in this next lifetime, I'll learn the lesson there. Then I don't have to redo it again.
Right.
So, and that's what we're doing is, you know, we're looking back at our past lives that we've led in order to prepare us for the new ones that we're going to be doing.
Yeah, and you know, that is so amazing, and I'm definitely going to look into that, because I think that would be just astronomical to know and to realize. And I've always known that there's, you know, we exist in different dimensions and in several different areas, and I know that there's a piece of us, and actually I was just talking about this with one of my friends today, that, you know, our spirit, we're pieces, we're essences of our spirit, and our spirit has several different aspects to it, and it, you know, it can live in several different places at once. And omnipotence is not like a, you know, oh my goodness, I just lost the word. But, you know, it's something that happens when you're a spirit. You know, you can be in several places at once, and it's not, you know, a hard thing to do. And so, yes, I am so fascinated with it. I'm going to do my research when I'm done.
Well, good. Yeah, it is interesting. And like I said, and that's what, you know, for years I'd write something down or I'd talk to people online and they're like, oh, good, I'm not the only one. I'm like, oh, so I'm not crazy then. And they're
exactly.
Like, no, that totally makes sense. Or it's like, oh, you answered a question I've been wondering about. And I'm like, they're like, how did you know that? I said, I don't know. It's just something I've known.
That is amazing. And I just, what I do is when I read somebody's past life, I just ask the spirit to tell me what they did, and they give me pictures of what happened, you know, and so maybe they're giving me pieces of it. And you can look at somebody and sometimes you say, oh, wow, you know, is it, what are they doing in an alternate life? You know, what's going on with them and then something else? And sometimes you can look at somebody and say, wow, it seems like you've done this over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah, which is, you know, interesting to go ahead and relive it over and over and over again.
Oh, yes. And, you know, for me, I've had many, many past lives. And I always say, this one is the last one for me. I'm done. I really don't want to do this again. I think I'll stay home. Take a vacation.
Yep. Yeah, we need to do that once in a while. But, yeah, they keep letting us go ahead and reliving and redoing. And, you know, I've known so many people like, I don't want to live after this one. It's like, well, that may not be up to you. Depends if
exactly.
You've broken any, you know, if you've broken any, you know, cosmic laws, and I'd be like, you know what? You got to go back and redo this. So,
yeah.
How about we go ahead and take a short break for just a few moments, and then we come back and we can talk more about the Akashic Record.
Perfect. Thank you so
okay.
much.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a short little break here. This is where we give Shannon a little bit of a voice break and give me a little bit of a break as well, put it that way. And we'll be right back in just a moment. So don't go anywhere.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, protect my youth. A different law is not a sin, believe capital. Whether you're broke or evergreen, your black, white, beige, Chola descent, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast for leader tease, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way. No medication to buy, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient made, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
Everybody, I'm back. Oh, it's such a wonderful evening tonight. And I think Shannon is back with us as well.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I had
I love
you know,
that
I like
song.
Oh, I know, I love it. It's got such wonderful energies and all to it, and you know, the reading what was going on in the chat room about the Akashic Records and family and everything else, it's like you know, when we have family members here, a lot of times, you know, they're just friends of ours. but they chose to go ahead and be, you know, be a family member here. And when we go on the other side, you may not see them.
Exactly.
So it's not like, you know, because a lot of times, you know, somebody was posting it, it's like, there's some family members I don't really want to be around again. Well, you may not be around them again. And they may actually be really nice. They just chose to be, you know, really nasty and mean to you in this lifetime.
Exactly. Or there's a lesson that you need to learn from them, and then you don't have to deal with them anymore. So after
yep.
a while, you know, you keep dealing with them until finally you learn your lesson, and then you don't have to do it again.
Yeah, then they go away, finally.
Oh, I'm looking for, I have somebody in my life that I've had a past life regression, and he's caused a lot of damage in every single life, and so I've learned my lesson now, so this is the last one.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Let's hope so.
Oh, no, I'm convinced.
Oh, okay, good. Finally get rid of him.
Yes.
So does he know that this is it, that this is the last lifetime he's with you?
He does not believe in the metaphysical.
So, okay.
I have not been able to share it with him, but I've given him his eviction notice. This is the last lifetime he's allowed to bother me in.
Hopefully he doesn't bother you too much more here in this lifetime.
No, actually he doesn't anymore. I don't allow his energy to bother me.
Good.
Yep. Somebody just asked, can we write our own Akashic records?
From what I understand, no, it's just a history of everything that you've done. So,
that's what I was thinking.
Yep. So, I mean, you probably could, you know, write your own, but, you know, it all depends. Well, actually, we are writing our own, if you want to think about it that way, because everything that you do is part of the Akashic record. So if you're like, oh, I want a nice, good one, well, then you leave a nice, good life, and you'll have a nice, good Akashic record.
That's what I'm working on.
I know. We try hard. It's a job,
yeah.
Boy.
Oh, I'm telling you. I was telling somebody the other day, I was saying, you know, it's so easy for us to help other people and hide from ourselves. But the hardest thing is to really take a look at ourselves and say, what is it that we need to do in order to have the best life? And what is it that needs to be worked on with us, which is the hard thing, to look at us and to make our lives better? And it's so much easier to help other people and not look at yourself. But to do both is remarkable.
Oh, I agree. Well, let's go ahead.
Yes.
We'll take a couple other calls here.
Great.
Let's bring on Toria from Atlanta. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, how can we help you?
You're still enjoying the music.
Okay. You got to listen in on the phone now. Because there's a time delay. So how can we help you? Oh, ended up losing her. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and go to another call here. Let's go ahead and help out Mar in California. Hello, Mar.
Oh, hello. Well, thank you very much, both of you, for taking my call. I appreciate it. Shannon, it's great to meet you.
It's great to meet you, too, a fellow California girl. I love it.
yeah, Northern California. Well, you know, this is my question. I've been trying to get back into writing after being absent from it for a little while, and I just feel like I lack so much motivation where I used to have so much motivation for it. What do you recommend, or what do you see that's holding me back from doing it?
Two things. Actually, there's three things. So one thing that I see is that it's like a muscle. You have to exercise it in order for it to be productive again. The other thing is that I'm hearing that there was an occurrence that happened within the last 5 years that kind of rocked your belief in yourself.
Okay.
And and it may actually have stemmed from childhood or teenage years. And it kind of, that this occurrence actually kind of reopened that wound. Even though you may not have had a conscious thought of it, there was a reopening of a wound, which kind of killed a little bit of the confidence.
Okay.
And so you can definitely get that back. I mean, it's like a muscle, like I said. You know, you just keep exercising it. But also, what is it that you, because I'm hearing that, are you writing something about yourself?
No, actually, I think my true love is screenwriting. My second love would be novels. So,
okay,
and then I also love.
But I'm hearing that you should write something about yourself. And it doesn't have to be nonfiction. It can be a fictional thing. But I'm hearing
okay.
that there should be, just, you know, create the life that you would like.
Okay. That makes sense. So, and do you know what it was in my childhood, or, I mean, that 5 years ago that really kicked this into gear? I mean, I've walked away from a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
including a long-term friendship, a girlfriend, just a friend, you know. We were buddies in school. So,
well,
I don't
without
know
getting into
it.
Too much detail over the radio, because I know that, you know, we don't give everybody our stuff, but without
okay.
getting into too much detail, I'm seeing that there, how do I put this? I feel that there was some sort of abandonment issue. And it may not have been something significant in the sense that, you know, someone just up and left you, but there was a feeling of not being fulfilled completely inside of you. And
okay.
I'm thinking, and what I'm also feeling is that the relationship with your friend sparked that inside of you again. That gave you like a hole.
Okay. That does make
but it
sense.
Was it was a good thing that you the relationship was detrimental to you, but you need to fill that hole. And I'm trying not to go into too much detail, but the thing that I see is that when we have something missing inside of us, we constantly, if we try and fill it with other things, it's like putting a square inside of a circle. You know,
mm-hmm.
we may try and fill that hole with other things or that need with other things, but it never quite fits.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
what I do when that happens is I actually, if there's a hole inside of me that can't be filled, I fill it with light because God can fill everything.
Okay. That makes perfect sense to me.
Okay, good.
No, that makes perfect sense to me. Yeah, it seems like a lot of friendships and family issues have come up. And for the first time in a year, I'm going to speak to my ex-mother-in-law. We're meeting tomorrow. That's a huge step for me with all she's put me through. But I feel
yeah.
it's necessary for the growth and development of my youngest daughter, who's in her mid-20s, so I'm doing this, and it's I don't think it's going to be really easy, but I'm going to.
Good.
So,
I think it's a good thing for you. I think that, you know, it shows growth, too. If you can actually put your differences aside and move forward and show things and help, you know, your children and help other people around you, then that just shows that you're a bigger person.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, oh, it is. It's a real big step for me because I have a tendency when people are really cutting and cruel and very judgmental with me, I'm not fitting in their mold. I'm not doing what they want, which is too bad. I'll usually just turn on my heels and walk away.
Thank you. I like that. You know, you don't have to fit somebody's mold, and we were talking about that earlier. So many
right.
people are miserable today because they're living
right.
for what other people expect of them.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry,
right.
they didn't write your path.
Mm-hmm.
And they definitely
mm-hmm.
aren't gonna be the ones to review the records and make sure you did it properly.
Right. You're absolutely right. So for me, I just figure it's very difficult for me to accept her with how vicious she can be, but I'm going to try this, and we'll see what happens. You know, but again, it's for my daughter, so.
Good for you. I you know what? That shows that you're the bigger person. And
oh,
I'm proud
you.
Of you for that. because, you know, we need to show our kids that, you know what, you may have people that try and stomp all over you, but you know what, you're the bigger person, and you are the brighter light when you let those things go.
Right, right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I appreciate all you've said. I've taken notes. So both of you have a great evening. I'm going to get off the phone. I know there's many other people that need your help.
Well, thank
many
you.
Many blessings, Mar.
Blessings to
okay.
you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
And how can everyone reach you for private readings and to give you updates as well, too, on the readings that you've done?
Oh, yes. I have a website, www.shannonleischner.com. I also have a Facebook under Shannon Leischner. And then I have a an email address, ladytellez@yahoo.com. And the number that you can reach me is 855, it's toll free, 855. She knows, S-H-E-K-N-O-W-S. Lots of ways to reach me.
Cool. Well, let's go ahead. We'll take on this other wonderful other caller that there helps out an awful lot on the show. And I wasn't sure if she wanted a reading or not, and it was like, yeah, she wants a reading. I'm like, okay, well, let me go ahead and bring her on. It's our other co-host, Arlene. Hello, dear.
Hi.
Hi, Arlene. How
Hi,
are
Shannon.
You?
Hi, Shannon. Good, good.
I thank you so much for all of your help and all of your wonderful, you know, your wonderful words of wisdom
the chat.
In the chat, thank you.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun in the chat. We got, you know, you got to laugh because that helps raise everyone's vibration too.
Absolutely. You know, when you have a good time and you enjoy life, it's the best way to live it.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're not happy, then it's time to change things.
Yeah, change something. That's all it takes sometimes too, right?
Oh, yes, yeah, just a small adjustment. Sometimes it's just a matter of a half a step either way, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. So how can I help you, Arlene?
Okay. I am starting to look for new work, so career, and I got laid off after I was at a job for almost 34 years. And so I guess I'm going to be starting new. So I am just starting to send out resumes now. And I don't know what you see for me. I had lost a pretty big job. But I was in a complete transition, I'm going to say, in the past like 5 years or probably even more. But I'm going to say the last five have been really tough.
Yes. Your guides have been talking to you. And
mm-hmm.
They're saying that you're not listening, and so they had to force you to slow down.
Okay.
So this time right now, and it's not that they're not trying to harm you in any way. What they're trying to do is get you to follow your path. And they're saying that this job, although you worked there a long time, was not your path.
Okay.
And so they want you to take this time to really evaluate what it is that you want to do in your life, what it is that you that would make you happy in
okay.
your life. And follow that. And you know that you're blessed and you're protected no matter what it is you do. But I do feel that temporarily you might be going back to a same kind of position.
Mm-hmm.
But they do want you to start looking at the metaphysical.
Okay.
And they want you to... I'm almost hearing that you can, that people give you their feelings, they give you their life story.
Oh my God, do they ever.
And you actually help people by giving them your light. Well, giving them a piece of your light. You don't give them all of your light, but
mm-hmm.
you help them by doing that. And so you need to start looking at the metaphysical in the way of how can you share your light with people and help heal them, because I'm hearing healing by counseling or talking to people.
Okay. Okay, I thought about, I mean, I have to get on my feet, you know, because I have actually been out of work for a while, and I did take the break because I was caregiving for someone, and but, you know, I'm starting to get things in order, and I do, I have to get back on my feet, and I know, it's, you know, I actually loved the work I did, and I'm going to say a different aspect, although it was very corporate, but my strength was in talking to people. And pushing them forward in their own jobs, which is kind of like out of the norm for my position, but I still did it. So and it was why I was successful. So I thought about, like, once I get back to work and get on my feet, like, I would go for Reiki and stuff like that, because with all the caregiving and, you know, hospitals and nursing homes and everything that I've had a lot of interaction with, I thought, you know, maybe to do something like that, because I don't think I want to be a nurse or anything.
No, I don't see nursing at all. And I think that, you know, giving people your light would definitely have to do with Reiki and other things like that. So I agree. I think that spreading as much light as you can and learning how to do it effectively is a great thing. But, yeah, like you said, you do have to get back on your feet. So you probably will have to go into the corporate world just for a small time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see it being a permanent move. I see that this is actually opening your eyes to move forward in a different way.
Okay.
But
any
we all
other
have
messages
to have
for me? I know I have to, you know, I do. I have to. I am, like, really at the bottom of my whatever, for like finance, with my finances and stuff, because I, you know, I was helping someone else. So, you know, and I did let it, you know, I did take the break, and I had a lot of faith, and I said, okay, I'm not going to fall on my face, but I have to get back to work. Yeah.
Well, there is a mantra that I made up, and I've said it on the show before, but it's, I have a river of money flowing to me that meets all of my needs, desires, and goals with abundance.
Okay.
And I say that every time I put out money, or every time I think about it, instead of saying I don't have or I can't afford, I say that.
Okay. Yeah, I've gotten, I heard you talk about that on a few other shows, you know, here, and I said, okay, I have to stop saying I can't afford, because sometimes I say that, and I don't say it in, like, I don't, although I have had a lot of loss, I don't feel lack, sometimes I do, but I try not to, and it's not like, I say that I can't afford, not realizing, just in the, I'm going to say, the context of I'm being mindful. You know, because I don't have anywhere near as much as I had before. So, but I try not to say, like, I can't afford something like that, like, you know, that I feel like I can't buy it.
Exactly. You know, my kids have learned to use that one against me. So if there's something that they want me to buy, I'll be like, well, no, I'm not going to do that right now. And they'll be like, why? Your river is flowing. Remember, Mom, the river is flowing.
Oh, that's great.
I knew sooner or later that one would go against, you know, against
me.
But, you know, you're definitely blessed and you're definitely cared for. You do have a lot of protection around you, and you're definitely be provided for. But, you know, there is a time that it's a time for reflection, and it's a time to really take a look at, you know, what it is you want out of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it is no accident that you're helping Michael out with this show.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is you're learning, you know, you're learning the metaphysical side. You're hearing what other people have to say, and that knowledge and that those messages are actually going straight to you.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny because I always say that I just said to Michael, you know, because he said that he's, you know, skipped over me, thought I was helping. And I said, it's okay, because I have a belief, like, when I ever do call for a reading, like, if I try to get in, I say, well, if I'm supposed to get in, I get in. If something happens where I don't get in, I never freak out and say, or say, like, ah, I didn't get in, because I love listening to what everybody has to say and hear everybody talk. And I feel like I get a lot out of it. I think everybody feels that way.
Well, absolutely. And you know, I always say if I don't get to you, like if you're on hold and something resonates with you and you hear it in the show, then that message most likely is for you as well.
Right.
and I hear a lot of people, a lot of psychics say that, you know, it's, you know, I'm talking to a family member, but it resonates with you. It's probably for you as well. And so, you know, that's definitely how they get their messages across.
Yeah. Okay.
So good things happening. You're going to start seeing synchronistic events. Things will just start coming together for you. But really listen to your guides and listen to the messages that they're giving to you, because they will not mislead you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, and thank you, Michael.
Thanks.
You're welcome, dear.
Okay. I did call in at a quarter of, though.
Yeah, you did. You were there.
I did.
Like, I was like, okay, wait, I think Arlene may be co-hosted tonight, and then it's like, so, but that's okay.
Yeah, I was in there early.
And when you're ready to learn Reiki, let me know. I'll send you a manual, and I'll give you the attunement.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
So yay. Don't worry about any of that, because, you know, I'll go ahead and I can attune you to that as well. So.
All right. Great. Awesome.
Awesome.
All right.
See?
Yay.
Bye-bye, Arlene. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, dear.
All right. Bye.
She's such a sweetheart.
Oh, she is, and her energy is just wonderful.
Yeah. So, and that's what I love, having her on here. Teresa helps out, and Rick. I have three co-hosts. So, and everyone's like, "You have three?" I said, "Oh, yes, and we need three of them to run the show."
Well, you have the Trinity going on, so that's a good thing.
Yep.
I'm a big believer in the Trinity.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. And then I've got a few people I'd also volunteer a lot over at the center too. So. Definitely,
speaking of the center, we're going to have to arrange something.
I know. That would be nice.
Yes, we'll have to put together our calendars and figure out when a good time is. Maybe sometime in the spring or something we can arrange a weekend thing.
Yeah, that'll work out really good, because by then, you know, we'll be having a lot more people coming in and a bigger newsletter the whole bit. So.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
So, well,
let's go ahead and
people.
Yep. Let's go ahead and we'll take another call here real quick. Let me bring on Rochelle from California. Hello, Rochelle.
Oh, hello. I'm so thrilled I got on. Good evening to both of you.
Hi, Rochelle.
Hi. I have a career question. I met a gentleman about 5 weeks ago, just an informal conversation with him, and he was going to be starting a business in October. And I alluded to the fact that I would be a good candidate for him. I was wondering if you see that a possibility, or are there other career opportunities in store for me?
I'm hearing that you're going to have two opportunities. I think that this might be a good avenue for you, but I also hear that you're going to get to choose between two options. And when you have that opportunity, when it arises, make sure that you look inside and really figure out which one is best for you. At this point, they're both good for you, but you have to decide which one is the best path to take. Because it almost feels like it's going to be two different types of jobs. I'm sorry?
One of the things I know is I do want something that will sing to my heart. I don't want to take something just to take something.
Right. Yeah, and you don't want to do that. You want to pick something that's right, because this is part of your path and part of your growth process. So definitely I feel that you'll know what's right. I hear that you will be given a choice between two options.
How do you see me connecting with the other option in the event Scott is one of them?
I see that it's going to come from an unexpected source, almost like a friend of a friend, or a friend will say, hey, you know, we have this opportunity, or it will be someone connected to you that will give you this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Can you see what type of industry that is in?
You know, I to be honest, I don't see it. I don't see what type of industry. I think one of them is having to do with almost like customer service, like a helping of the public, working with the public.
So more of a public service type thing, where the other one would be more of a private organization. I mean, you may do some sort of helping of clients or whatever, but it won't be as public as the other one would be.
Mm-hmm. And
does that help?
When do you see this all falling into place for me?
I actually see that you will kind of have an idea of what's going on, or actually not. I'll take that back. You will have this opportunity, or you will know about both of them by the end of the year. So it may happen sooner than that, but by the end of the year, you will know what's arising for you. I hear that there's some things you need to clear up first.
Clear up in what way?
Energetically, or something that's holding on to your energy, or you have some other commitments. There's something that's holding you back.
Mm-hmm. I do have a trip at the end of this month to go back east to visit family, so that might be something. I am committed to that.
Yeah. But yeah, I see that there's, I mean, it's not just that, but I feel like there's, it could be partially that, but I feel like there's something else holding you back at this point. But it's not a bad thing. It's not keeping you from your path. It's kind of like one of those things. It just needs to be cleared up. You may not even be aware of it now, but you will be aware of
mm-hmm.
it within the next month or so. And then you'll say, oh, okay, that's what that's about.
Okay, and I just want to make sure that one of these positions that are offered, one of them will be the path that I'm supposed to be on in this lifetime.
Absolutely, yes.
So
your path is actually having to do with service work.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them have to do with that, but one is a little different from the other, but they're both variations of service work.
Okay.
So dealing with the public and helping people.
Okay. I did come from a senior position in my last career. Do you see me at the same level, or will I be taking several steps backwards?
I feel like there's going to be some steps backwards first, and the only reason is because there needs to be a stronger foundation.
Okay.
So it's okay for you to take a couple steps back, but it won't be a permanent thing. It'll just so that you can build that stronger foundation, and then you can move forward on a stronger footing.
Got it. Okay, very good. Hey, thank you so much.
Well, before you go, I'm hearing that don't put all of your eggs in one basket. So if there's a way for you to do more than one thing, I would encourage you to do it.
Okay. Okay, good advice. Thank you. I send my gratitude to you.
Well, thank you so much for calling, and thank you for waiting all this time. Blessings
You're
to
welcome.
You.
Bye-bye.
Blessings, sir. Bye-bye. So are we doing good, Shannon?
I'm doing good. I forgive my coughing every once in a while. I got to clear my throat.
That's okay. I do the same thing. But I got my handy little mute button ready, so.
I was going to press it at that moment, but I had just gotten off the line with her, so it was hard to do.
Yep.
So I'm doing great right now.
Okay. Go ahead. All the way from Tijuana. Hello, Janina.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine. Can you guys hear me well?
There is a little bit of feedback, but I can hear.
Okay. I'm trying not to. I put the voice on the computer down, so I'm trying to do that right now. My question is this, Shannon. I feel a lot of things happening to me, and I've gotten readings and things like that. And what I just want to know is, right now, what I'm going through right now this week has been that I have to stare at the clouds as I'm driving back from my place of work. It takes me an hour and a half to come back to TJ. And as I'm driving, this past week was something of stare at the clouds. And I could see images of, I'm going like, oh, that looks like an angel. And then I could see hearts At first I was like, oh, that's crazy, I could see a heart, you know. And then I was just moving along and, you know, looking to another place. And as I'm driving, I'm seeing the cars. But my focus was like, my eyes kept on telling me, move your, you know, my eyes were moving towards to be looking at the sky, that I had to be looking at that. Last week, it was, I was just getting bombarded on my computer with horses. Horses. And I'm going like, this must be crazy, you know. It's like, it's, I don't think anybody would get all these amount of pictures, you know, of horses. And even today, I saw another one, you know, it pops up when I'm just opening to check up how my phone is doing. And it's kind of, to me, I don't know if I'm supposed to be putting attention to it. The clouds have been something that I just started noticing this week. So do you have any guidance on that, or I don't know, can you guide me?
Yeah, what I heard even before you started in your story was that the energy where you're at is stagnated, that it's not a good energy for you to be in. It's almost keeping you weighed down. And your guides are trying over and over and over again to encourage you to move forward.
Okay.
I think. And I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I feel that I'm stuck. That's something that I heard a couple of weeks ago too. And I felt that. I've been feeling that. Not because I heard it. It's like I don't feel I'm moving the way that I should and what I should be doing. You know. I know that I'm working at the place that I like right now, but when it comes, that's, you know, being me, Janina, the human being. But spiritually, something else is telling me that I have to do something, and I do not know how to combine it or how to go about it. That's the thing I'm having problems with.
Well, I hear that you are actually, if you listen to your guides, they're actually giving you opportunities, or they're giving you ideas for moving forward.
Okay.
You will have some opportunities coming to you to move forward, and it's whether or not you take it. So you will have to kind of take a leap of faith if you decide to do it.
Okay.
But what I'm hearing is that if you stay in this energy, you'll never really go anywhere. And that's what the horses are trying to tell you, that move forward, be a free spirit, because that's what your spirit is. It's a free spirit. It doesn't like to be held down, and right now it's being held down.
Okay.
It's almost like taming a wild horse. You know, they're miserable once they're being tied down somewhere.
I know. Yes.
So
yes.
I'm hearing that you have other opportunities elsewhere. Do you have a brother?
Yes, I do.
Is your brother in a different part?
Is my brother what?
Where does your brother live?
Oh, he lives here in TJ too, but he drives also. He goes to LA almost. It depends on the job where they send them.
I'm hearing that you need to also let your brother know that that he also needs to consider relocating.
Okay.
The energy is not good for him now. It's not good for either one of you.
I know. We know it's the crossing
every day. You're never stuck. You can always make a decision to move forward.
Okay. This is spiritually wise, right? This is spiritually wise? Or is it moving from okay. Okay, I think I do think we understand that what you're saying.
Well, I mean, physically your guides want you to physically move. But spiritually, they want you to move forward as well. So there's kind of like a physical and a spiritual transition thing trying to happen at this point.
I think it has to do with the house right now. That's why I'm over here, because we're trying to deal with the issue of the house. Each of my two other brothers and sisters, my brother and sister have their own things, and the only person that doesn't have kids, it's me. I have seven dogs, but I can relocate anywhere. But the issue is the house right now, so I think that has to do with that. And that
yeah.
it keeps us tied down, and I think I get it. Now I get it. It's coming.
There you
me.
Go.
Thank you so much.
Oh, blessings to you, and keep me updated.
I will. I promise I will. And thank you, Michael. Thank you, Teresa.
You're
and
welcome,
thank you, Arlene,
Janina,
for
dear.
Letting me know, letting me know the show. Thank you, loves. I love you. Bless
thank
many
you.
Blessings.
Many
good
blessings,
night.
Dear.
Blessings to
bye.
You.
Yeah, Janina's been a following the show and listening, God, for I think since the very beginning.
Oh wow.
Yep. So she usually listens in every single night, even when she's having problems, she'll manage somehow to go ahead and call in and listen in on her phone.
What a wonderful soul she is.
Yep, all the way from Tijuana, Mexico.
So now we've gone international. Woohoo!
Oh yeah, we actually had the other was it a couple of weeks ago? I actually had someone calling in from South Korea.
Oh wow!
And they were they'd been listening to the show, and she's actually in my area right now. She was visiting her in-laws, who live out here. Her husband works with the military, so that's why he was out there. And that's why they live out there. But she listened into the show. So the other day, she actually came into the center on Thursday night to come and see us. She's like, okay, I'm going to be in your area. I'm coming to the center. It was a good 45-minute drive away. But she says, nope. She said she'd just gotten in. She said, I'm still jet-lagged, but I had to come and see you.
Oh, wow. See, that's so neat. I love when that happens.
Yep, and some of our, other people that were there, it's like this one woman who just started coming back over to us, and I've known her for a couple of years, and she's like, that is so neat. Did you know she's from South Korea? I said, yeah, she's been listening to the radio show. She's like, and she stopped here when she's on vacation. It's like, yeah. She goes, that's amazing. She says, you got people coming to visit you from around the world. It's like, if they're in the area, they stop in and say hi.
Yeah,
but
that's a great thing. And we actually had a visitor, I think the last show that we did, we had a visitor from the other side.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, you can't get
I
any
actually got to
that.
Meet the lady. The lady came to one of my events
nice.
That had called in. Yes. And so that was really, really special.
Yeah, it's always good when you have people on the radio show and then you finally get to, to meet them in person.
Yes, it was very special to me. And then when she told me, my friend was the one who came through on the radio, I was like, oh, my God. It was just so exciting.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we've got a few minutes left now. Let's see if we'll grab one more call here.
Okay, great.
Let's bring on Elvira from Philadelphia. Hello, dear.
Hello.
Hi, Elvira.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Good. I was in Philadelphia not too long ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I do events out there every once in a while.
Oh, okay.
So, how can we help you?
Well, I have a question.
Right.
Someone in my past did something, I want to say they were in the occult without me really knowing it. And they did some things to mess my thinking up, that I have like a lot of negative thoughts. And so I happened to talk to someone that was a spiritualist, and he offered me a spiritual cleansing to clear the problem up, but I did not know whether to trust him or not.
I never speak against anybody who does that. But I,
I'm not asking you to speak against. I'm only asking,
yeah.
Can I trust him?
Well, I truly feel that the one person that we, and this is what I was getting at, the one being that we need to help cleanse us or anything is God. And
mm-hmm.
I don't prescribe to that. Not that I'm knocking anybody, but I don't prescribe to being cleansed. So he may be completely legitimate, and he may be helping people, but
in my belief, I don't prescribe to that. So I couldn't advise you either way on that one. I truly feel that the way that it needs to happen is using God's light, because God's light is more powerful than anything.
Well, see, this is the thing. I've never dealt with a spiritualist. This would have been like my first time, and I've been like putting it off because I don't believe in it myself, that that's the way it should be done. Like, that should be for other people, but not for me.
Right.
You know, but I was just, I've been suffering with this problem for so long. It's something I fasted and prayed about, and it just doesn't seem to want to move.
Well, then, I definitely would do what your heart tells you to do. And if you feel that would help you, then I definitely would do that. I do know I have a few friends who are Wiccan, and they do the Wicca witch and Wicca spells and those type of things. And one person told me that if you ever feel that something's been done to you, the easiest way to rectify that is, I guess there's a candle that's red and black, or you can get a red candle, and you put your name in it and light it, and then you do it in a mirror, and it goes back to whoever sent it to you.
Not trying to cut you off. This was done to me through food. Okay, this was ingested. So whatever it is, it's not like something on me. This is inside me.
Okay. Then, I'm not too familiar with this, and I apologize. This is not my area of expertise, so I'm sorry, I cannot help you with that. The only thing I can say is I send you love and light, and please go with what your gut feeling is, and I apologize that I can't be of more help with for that.
Sure. All right.
Yeah.
God bless.
Bye-bye. All right. God bless to you, too.
Yeah, that's definitely hard. Yes.
Yeah, it's a tough one, I don't give power to that, I really truly believe that God is the highest protector, and that can happen. But I do know that there are people out there that will harm other people, and I've also heard of so many people saying that, I've had this on me, and the more power you give to it, the more it actually makes it, it makes it stronger.
Oh, yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I feel the same way that, people, it's kind of hard, but if you don't protect yourself, or if you believe that you can be cursed and hexed, then it can happen because you're allowing it to.
Yeah.
But you can also be the one to go ahead and stop it and protect from it as well.
Right.
Because unfortunately, there are people who are out there who will try to go ahead and cause some harm to you and manipulate your energies because they're jealous of what you have going on in your own life.
Exactly. And for me, angels and God are the best source of protection. I actually subscribe to Archangel Michael's channel. I have other ones as well, but Michael and Gabriel have been very, very big for me.
Yeah, I'm always, I do the smudging with the sage and all, and the candles and the incense, especially over at the center. I've got crystals around, so I've always got everything metaphysical for energy for protection. I've got it around there because it's just so it's a petty community, locally.
It is.
And, they'll send out the energies and they'll be like, oh, I don't want him around here. He's got to close up. We got to give him a hard time. And it's, and I can tell when something's not right. And I'm like, oh, nope, got to reinforce those shields. Got to do the cleansing. Got to put everything back up there and reinforce it. Because it's a constant job. You have to constantly protect. You can't be
Absolutely.
Like, oh, I'm going to protect myself once and leave it be. You got to constantly work at it.
Exactly. Yeah, and it is. You've always got to surround yourself. I do it every time before reading and everything.
Yeah.
And
if somebody comes in and I feel kind of strange about them, the minute they leave, I'm taking out the smudge and I'm smudging. Removing their energies and protecting, and it's constant. And that's why everyone who comes in, they're like, that's why we like coming in here. It always feels so nice. And it's like, yeah, I'm always, you know, always cleansing, always protecting in here. And that's why I got the crystals around the door. I got the smudge sticks and herbs right there at the front door. So when people walk in, that's what, you know, they have to walk through. So it's always a work in progress.
Wonderful. Yep, and that's the way you've got to do it. You've got to protect yourself.
Yep. So let's go ahead and we'll grab one last one here. So we got a few more minutes here. That was a quick one.
Yes, it was.
Bring on Wanda. Hello, Wanda.
Hello. How is everybody?
Doing great.
Hi, Wanda.
How can we help you?
Whatever you say about work.
What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Whatever you say about work.
I feel that you're transitioning, that you're changing. Now, I feel that there's some sort of transition happening in your work. Is it a big company?
Yes.
Are they merging, or are they contemplating partnering with somebody else?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just starting.
Okay. What I'm feeling is that there's a contemplation of merging or a financial partnering with another company. I feel that the energy is actually a good energy there. It seems like there are bad energies everywhere, but this one is actually a kind of a positive energy, and I feel that it would be a good thing for you. I do see that there's possibility for upward mobility, but it will take a little while.
Okay. I'm Jovia in the room. Anything is possible. I got through, guys.
Woohoo! I'm loving all your comments on there. I think it's just wonderful.
Faith and determination.
You know what? First time I've ever been on the show as well. And that lady, the lady before, she needs to give that to God. Nobody can harm you unless you take that in.
Yes.
Somebody tells me they put a hex on me, I'm like, get out of my face.
Yep.
I'll put the mirror up and it goes right back to you. And,
exactly.
Very good show. Very good show. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
I was going to let you guys go. But anything's possible, guys.
Yes, anything is possible.
Keep dreaming.
You have such great energy, and your energy even shows in this chat room. One thing I want to mention to you. Are you transitioning right now? Are you going through a big transition in your life?
Yes.
I feel it started 2 years ago.
Yes, I took care of my father till he passed, and he passed a year ago, but I had him for like 2 years. So.
Okay, because I hear that you're coming out of your desert period.
Yes.
It's actually a good thing for you because you do have all these opportunities, and there's going to be more doors opening for you.
Okay.
And those doors are actually, you'll decide which ones you want to go through and which ones you don't. But really pay attention, I've mentioned this to other people, pay attention deep inside to your gut feeling of what's right and what's not.
What makes you happy.
Definitely what makes you happy. And, you know, you're going to have lots of different doors and lots of different things opening up for you, and I'm excited for your future. No more desert period.
Yeah, it's not going to be. It's, everything's meant to be for a while, a mountain you're going to climb, and you're going to hit the bottom, and you're going to come back up, all that. But
yes.
This is a good show, and glad I got on, okay? All right, thanks all.
I'm so glad that you were able to get through.
Me too.
Thank you for listening in, and hopefully you'll tune in more times.
Yeah, I'll get online earlier. All right, guys,
posted.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm. And how can everyone reach you for private readings again? Because we're almost out of time now.
Oh, perfect. www.shannonleishner.com. And then you can reach me at Facebook, Shannon Leishner. I have an email, ladytellez@yahoo.com. And the toll-free phone number, 855-SHE-KNOWS, SHEKNOWS. I also wanted to mention that September 8th, I will be teaching, along with a friend of mine, Jerry Yusko, we're going to be doing a metaphysical workshop on getting what it is that you want out of life and dealing with all of the change in energy that's happening around the world right now.
And that will be September 8th in Fillmore. I will be posting it on my Facebook. So I've got lots of things going on, lots of events, and I also do private events at people's homes as well.
Cool. That's going to definitely keep you busy, too.
Oh, yes, and I'm coming back on the show, I guess, at the end of this month, and then also on the 14th. So we've got some more dates, Michael.
Oh, it's okay. I love having the dates with you coming on here. Not a problem. I love your energy.
I enjoy my dates with you, too, and your public. It's so much fun.
So any events coming up real soon that you want to go ahead and promote to, give a little extra plug to?
The only one that's coming up right now is the September 8th, the workshop that I'll be doing in Fillmore. And then also we're contemplating having a restaurant event on September 2nd, but that one is not finalized yet. So please join me on my Facebook, and I will give you all of my events and all of things that are going on, because there's lots of new things being planned every day, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, good. Well, thank you again, my dear, for such a wonderful show again tonight.
Well, thank you, Michael. I always appreciate it, and thanks to Teresa and Arlene as well. So
you have yourself a wonderful evening, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yes, you too, and thank you so much for having me.
Okay, bye-bye, dear.
All right, bye-bye.
Don't forget, everyone, check her out on Facebook and all, and please, you know, it does mean a lot to go ahead, and that's why they keep on wanting to come back on here. If you go to Facebook and tell them, say, thank you so much for being on Be The Light Now Radio, because that shows how much you've been listening in and how much you really appreciate them. That also lets us know how much you appreciate us, because then they do give us feedback and say, you know, I have never gotten as many response from any other show as I do from yours. I want to come back on again. And, you know, that's why we're actually booking into October for the show, because so many people are like, I want to come on your show. Or they talk to friends of theirs, and their friends are like, I've heard so much about your show, I want to come on here. So, you know, and you all make that possible. The donations are wonderful, too, if you can. You know, a dollar helps. $5 is wonderful. $10 and more is even better. But just visit the website, BeTheLightMetaphysicalCenter.com. Click on the Donate button. We have multiple options on there for you. Like I said, that helps keep the center open, helps to keep the radio show on the air, helps bringing in wonderful guests like Shannon tonight, and so many other phenomenal guests coming up real soon as well, too. So follow us here. Follow us on Facebook. Don't forget, Sunday we have Nanari. Monday, early show, 8 o'clock, we have psychic medium Belle Salisbury, another one of your favorites. So you got to call in early for that one. Call in at 7:45. All times are Eastern. The computer will show you according to your time. Let me see. I got to go ahead and get back up here real quick. And don't forget, Tuesday night, Tina Bliss and Catherine Glass, two wonderful people joining us. Thursday night, for the first time, is going to be astrologer and numerologist Sharita Starr. And then a Friday of next week, y'all ladies just love it. And the gay man, too, Dishy Sid Saeed. We're just about one of the few radio shows that Sid does, so definitely if you want to get in with Sid Saeed, you had better call in early. And even if you call in right at 10 o'clock, stay on the line, because calls do go ahead and drop. So until Sunday night, everyone, with Nanari, have fun, be good, and know that you are loved. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget, tell your friends, you got to tune in and listen 5 nights a week. Until Sunday night, everyone, have fun, be good, and know that you are loved, because God loves you, Arlene loves you, Teresa loves you, Rich loves you, and so do I. Good night, everybody.